The Forum for Governance and Justice, a pressure group, has given indications that it may adopt legal action to compel striking doctors to call off their industrial action. The convener for the forum, Dr. Clement Apark, told Radio Ghana that the strike by the Ghana Medical Association is a violation of the fundamental human rights of the citizens as well as a section of the labor law. He contends that the strike has caused loss of lives and appealed to civil society to also speak out against the strike. Dr. Apark maintained that the doctors could do themselves and the nation well if on their own volition and compassionate grounds call off the strike. He spoke to Bubu Klinoko.
We have decided to also add our voice to the call and have deemed it necessary to call on human rights, social justice and religious organizations to join us in calling on the leadership and indeed members of the Ghana Medical Association to immediately halt the strike action on humanitarian and compassionate grounds. We are doing so because the services provided by our doctors are services that have a direct implication in terms of the well-being of our people.
You are talking of loss of lives and other suffering. Do you have any statistics as to show the number of lives that have been lost so far?
I think it is common knowledge. Even when we have doctors practicing, we know that lives have been lost. And we know from the reports across the nation that indeed there is a lot of suffering. And as much as we don't have the statistics, I don't think that it takes a rocket scientist to anticipate and to understand that the lack of the presence of doctors in the wards and to attend to new cases that may be coming to the hospital certainly would have been leading to the loss of lives and would have exacerbated pain and suffering for those who are being denied access to medical services by virtue of members of the GMA laying down their tools.
You said the GMA, by calling on its members to lay down tools, is a violation of fundamental human rights of the people of Ghana. Don't the doctors have the right to also fight for what they think it is due them?
Well, most certainly, yes. No one is disputing the fact that the doctors have the right, like every other organized union, to fight for their rights in terms of advocating for better conditions of service. But we are also intimately aware, as per the Labor Act, that the doctors are classified under the essential service providers. And the reason why this is enshrined in the Labor Act is by virtue of the value and indeed important service that the doctors provide. And we know that there are avenues that could have been resorted to by the GMA to resolve this current impasse without initiating the strike action that we believe is causing more harm to the good people and leading to the loss of lives. They have not exhausted all those avenues. And per the Labor Act, they should have resorted to those avenues. And that is our primary concern. It is not only that their action is leading to the loss of lives and that it is preventing the good people from having access to health care, which is a human right, but it is also pertaining to the fact that by doing so, they are essentially violating relevant sections of the Labor Act. And this is something that can lead to potential legal action by groups like my own who truly believe that access to health care is a fundamental human right that should be upheld and respected by all groups and all Ghanaians, particularly so those who have sworn an oath to protect lives.
So is that what you intend to do by saying that if your appeal fails, you explore other options to ensure that the right thing is done?
Well, it's just one of many options, but certainly we have the prerogative as citizens of Ghana who believe that access to health care is a fundamental human right to use the provisions available within our laid down laws to ensure that nobody denies the good people of Ghana their fundamental right to access health care.
What other options are there for you to ensure that the doctors call off the strike?
Certainly, we have exercised one option, which is to call on well-meaning organizations to intervene. And I've just explained to you the other option that we could look at, which would be to look at the legal options in terms of the provisions of the Labor Act, in terms of what we know pertains to the right to health care as a human right. And then we can also consider options in terms of calling on government directly to do what is needed to be done to ensure that this impasse is brought to a quick resolution. And of course, we are also still calling on the disputing parties to get back to the negotiating table. So these are options that we have, and we have stated very clearly that we'll be exploring all options on the table, including the possibility of using legal action to ensure that nobody is denied access to health care.
Convener Forum for Governance and Justice, Dr. Clement Apark, talking to Bubu Klinoko.